Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The Senate is set to hold a vote today on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Republicans expected to confirm Barrett over unified Democratic objections. They advanced her nomination yesterday, voting mostly along party lines. Democrats are pushing back against plans by Vice President Pence to be on hand for the vote after two of his top staffers tested positive for the coronavirus. President Trump said to head today to Pennsylvania, a state that's seen frequent visits by both major party candidates. Trump has a busy schedule ahead of Election Day next week. Yesterday, he rallied supporters in New Hampshire. From member station WBUR, Anthony Brooks reports that Trump is making the push as polls show him trailing Joe Biden.
New Hampshire gave Trump his first primary victory in 2016, helping to launch his unlikely bid for the White House. He narrowly lost the state in the general election to Hillary Clinton, and the last four polls have him trailing Biden by as much as 12 points. But outside of Manchester, Trump told supporters that he plans to carry New Hampshire on November 3rd.
And we're going to win four more great years in the White House. We're going to keep it going.
Trump again downplayed the pandemic, even as infections continue to climb, and he continued to sow doubts about the integrity of the coming election, saying the biggest risk is fake ballots, though there's little or no evidence to support that. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks.
Joe Biden expected to remain in his home state of Delaware today. He has campaign stops scheduled in Georgia tomorrow, a state Trump won in 2016 that appears to be competitive now. Tight race also shaping up in Texas. Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris scheduled to travel there on Friday, as Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Harris is the highest-profile Democrat to visit from the campaign this season. The announcement Sunday follows two prominent October polls showing President Donald Trump trailing Vice President Joe Biden. The state has not voted for a Democrat since 1976. Texans have shattered early voting records this season with now more than 7 million votes cast. That includes many more first-time voters. Harris will be visiting the state on the final day of early voting. Harris canceled an earlier Texas trip after a staff member tested positive for COVID-19. The Trump campaign will not return to Texas in the final stretch because it doesn't consider Texas a battleground state. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
California's largest utility has shut off power to hundreds of thousands in an effort to prevent wildfires. Kate Wolf is with member station KQED.
The gusty weather has prompted electrical company PG&E to de-energize lines throughout Northern California. That so if equipment falls during the windstorm, it doesn't cause deadly wildfires, as it did in 2017 and 2018. Once the winds subside, the utility will check thousands of miles of electrical lines for damage before re-energizing, which may take until Tuesday morning.
And you're listening to NPR News. Health experts are suggesting several possible reasons for the latest surge in coronavirus cases in Canada. Dan Karpinchuk reports that most agree that the growing number of cases will continue without the imposition of much tougher measures.
Health officials in at least two provinces blame family gatherings at Thanksgiving celebrations 2 weeks ago for the spike. Others also point to fewer restrictions and an increased testing capacity. Quebec remains the epicenter of the pandemic in Canada with a total of more than 100,000 confirmed cases. And for the first time during the pandemic, Ontario surpassed 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 in a single day. Western Canadian provinces, even with lower populations, are still recording single-day highs in case numbers. Health experts say they fear one reason could be COVID fatigue, as many Canadians grow tired of taking precautions. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Australia's second largest city is set to largely emerge from a coronavirus lockdown. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews says all shops, restaurants, cafes, and bars will be allowed to open. And outdoor contact sports can resume after the city recorded its first day without a new coronavirus case in more than 4 months. Melbourne has been under strict lockdown measures since early June. Los Angeles Dodgers could wrap up Major League Baseball's World Series tomorrow. The Dodgers now have a 3-2 lead after last night's Game 5 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Global financial markets are down ahead of the start of the trading week on Wall Street. Stocks mostly down in Europe, and benchmarks in Japan, Australia, and South Korea fell in Monday trading. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.